Yanisosa stitches a pant leg for a protective fire suit that, once fully assembled, will likely end up being used by a U.S. oil rig worker. Sosa has been working at a textile maquiladora, or assembly line plant, in Piedras Negras, Mexico, for 8 years. Speaking in front of the factory president, Sosa says she's thankful to be working there.
Pues andaría batallando. ¿De dónde vamos a sacar para mantener a nuestra familia? Porque es un trabajar en una maquiladora es un trabajo muy bueno y pues nos ayuda bastante en todo.
I'd have a hard time finding other work, Sosa says when asked what she would do if she didn't have this job. It's good work that allows her to maintain her family, she says. But other current and foreign maquiladora workers disagree. They claim foreign companies open factories here because they can essentially run sweatshops. Julia Quiñones is a former maquila worker who now directs a nonprofit activist organization that runs its own small textile shop.
O sea, estamos en contra de las compañías que vienen buscando mano de obra barata, que vienen buscando empobrecer más los países y que no respetan las leyes.
Quiñones says, we're against these multinationals that come here just for cheap labor and don't follow our laws. Her organization is the Border Committee of Women Workers. It was formed at the Texas border in 1980 by workers claiming years of exploitation in maquiladoras. Quiñones says she experienced it firsthand here in Piedras Negras when she worked in one in her late teens. She says female workers suffered the most discrimination. Even today, she says, maquilas advertise for openings asking for women between 18 and 34 years old. And some employers require women to take a pregnancy test before being hired because bosses don't want to hire pregnant women. All these practices violate Mexican labor laws, but companies are rarely, if ever, prosecuted.
Mira, hemos visto problemas.
We hear about all kinds of problems, from sexual harassment, unpaid hours, you name it, Quiñones says. One worker who asks to be identified only as Veronica says her take-home pay for the week is about $60. That sounds meager compared to U.S. standards. But it's more than double the weekly pay for Mexicans currently earning minimum wage, about $4.50 a day. Still, Veronica says it's not nearly enough to sustain her family. Between daily expenses and bills, we barely have enough left for food, she says. Many workers also complain about being exposed to dangerous chemicals. Quiñones claims some factories don't provide protective equipment and they use dangerous chemicals without warning of the dangers. Before she was laid off this year at a maquila making appliance parts, a worker named Juanita grabbed a product ingredient sticker showing it contained methylene chloride. The U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration considers it toxic and can cause cancer if inhaled or absorbed through the skin. Juanita says she developed a rash. It started in one ear and I can barely hear out of it. And now they tell me it's going to spread all over my body, says Juanita, pointing to white blotches in her face, arms, legs, and back. She claims she was not given a reason why she was let go. Quiñones, the former worker turned activist, insists these type of cases are common, but they're kept quiet. Yet as much as she's trying to expose abuse, she says she's not trying to drive maquilas out. She's all for giving people jobs. She just wants foreign companies to treat Mexican workers with the same standards they treat employees at home. Reporting from Piedras Negras, Mexico, I'm Hernan Rosenberg.